Prys die Here. Thank you Jesus. Who's happy to be in the house of the Lord? Come on. It's good for us to be back. As we were driving in, John was saying it's good to be back home. Right. As ek op. Hey yo. Okay. There was a time when I was doing more PowerPoints in my preachers, and Kala gave me some feedback then. It was a few years ago. He says, listen here, the PowerPoints distract from your preaching. Just scrap it. So I haven't done this, I think, for a long, long time. But I think for this morning, it will be appropriate. Let's just calm ourselves before the Lord. Just quiet ourselves. Dankie, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Dankie, Here, vir hierdie oomblik. Thank you, Lord, that you take time with your people. Thank you that you are in here for real, for everyone. Sê miskien net saam met my, you are here for me. Dankie, Jesus. Amen. So die lekker ding is, ek is oortuig daarvan, soos 100% oortuig. Every one of us this morning has got an encounter available in the Lord. Like, He knows your name. Hier's nou klomp gesigte waar ek nou sal gaan soos, ek ken nou nie jou naam en ek kan jou nie meer lekker onthou nie. But that's not so in the Lord. He walks in here and He speaks to everyone just right there where you are. And He's so ready to encounter you. Even if you don't want to worship. Like what Anne testified about, that's just where at times we are. It's life. You walk through that valley of the shadow of death and you don't feel like God. But He's there, ready. And this is your moment. Don't miss it. Okay, so I believe that it's important for us to equip all the saints. So please preach with me. Say with me, preach with me. Yes, that's net so. So, 9 maande terug het ek verjaar, en toe ek verjaar het, at my birthday, some people were praying with us, and then there was a word that says, we think the Lord has got a sabbatical for you. Sê saam met my lucky fish. Right, maar vir my was it just, oh no. I cannot see how I'm going to do this. I need to work more than ever before. I cannot afford a sabbatical at this stage. I can't see how this works out. Maar ons het begin bid daaroor en die Here het gewys en op die ou end dit waaroor het gegaan het is 'n geestelike rus, met ander woorde nou geen bediening vir 'n ruk lank nie. And so we tried and processed, we tried and prayed and we found like this is the Lord. Somehow there's something in the Lord here. And that's the thing for our lives. Sometimes it's not as clear. What does He mean? But as we wrestle with Him, as we try and work it out, we find that real space. So, dit het toe gelyk, ja, die Here is in dit. Ons moet vir 'n tyd lank nie by gemeenteaktiwiteite betrokke wees nie. En, maar ons het nie precies geweet hoe lank nie. And what was interesting, as we tried to pray and eventually felt like, okay, we think we should be back the 6th of September, which was last week when we had die groter by mekaar kom. It struck me that the last, when I stopped ministering was the 6th of March. And it was exactly 6 months. And then it was the 6th of September. And it wasn't pre-planned, premeditated. It just, and I just felt like, you know, that except that the 3 sixes sound like the demon or like the devil. to some extent we were resting from the devil. There's something about the number of man where in totality there was this resting from our works which the Lord gave us. Ek gaan net so 'n bietjie vinnig vertel. So hierdie is 'n foto in Gondwana. So the Lord made a way for us as we started our sabbatical to be in this private game reserve, and this is a photo that Marty took just out of our house. So this is absolute next level luxury, expensive place that we got gifted to be in. And so we had these houses that we could stay in. This is the view from the house. And this is how it looks at the back. So jy het net hierdie infinity pool en nie, wat ook al jy sit en kyk net. Is soos 'n jy kan dit this is how it looks in front. Ja, ja, die bultum kom by hier voor, ja. Maar any guys. And that is the young man and I and we had the privilege of being there just seeing the various animals and the stuff. What was interesting, they've got one, what's a jagluiperd in Engels? Cheetah. One cheetah on the farm. And the Lord gave us the ability to see him from close range. Nou was net een, die arme ding, die ander het die leeu doodgemaak. Okay. Thereafter we had time to camp at Jongensfontein. And although Marty's frowning, she's actually enjoying it. So she frowns by default. It's not because she's moet ek dit sê nie? Okay. At the beginning of our sabbatical, the frown was more than at the end of the sabbatical. How does that sound like? Now she's smiling by default. Maar in elk geval, ons het soos eindelose kere Babylon's toren toe gegaan. Ons kon daar so saam sit op die bankies, klomp sonnaat, het ons daar gaan roomhuis eet. And then we had time to get to the Kalahari, and this was a good time that we had there. We also got some biltong, and John was very happy because of that. And it was really a good time with the family. So Marty's brother's there. There was a veeveiling met al die fort, ou forts wat hulle het, die kolleksie en so on. And this was just a really, really a refreshing time that the Lord gifted us. It was just really a time of picking up family ties. It was lekker koud geweest. Daar was almal in ons kamerjasse in die Kalahari. And hierso het ons 'n I bought a coconut. I said, John, try this. We've never done this coconut. In any case, so he keeps a straight face. And it was a bietjie daar saam met die ouens net sokker gespeel en rugby gespeel en wat ook al op die pan in die Kalahari. So dit was dit, but we didn't only do the Kalahari, we also had other sporting events where John was enjoying and we could do some Cape Town Stadium. Marty het ook op 'n stadium bietjie saam gegaan. En daar was klomp mokseiks en klomp saamkuier weer by die see 'n ander plek. En dit was iets wat ons net van almal saam gehad het. We were not able to have this or do this just by ourselves. It was a congregation that said, yeah, we believe this is the Lord. We want you to be going. And in various ways, people gave for us to have this time and this break. And so thank you to everybody who made it available. We deeply, deeply appreciate it. And I think we are all the richer for it. Wie die rugby gister geniet? Iemand die rugby geniet? Okay, nou, deel van die slogan is we stronger together. En dis regtig wat ek wil, hulle het mooi as 'n span gister saam gespeel, maar dit is wat ons ook as 'n span geestelik is, né? Just in case you don't like rugby, that is fine. You might have enjoyed the whatever we're doing together. I'm not thinking of another example, but this what we are doing here this morning is a team sport. It's a team thing. Sport is maybe not the right thing, but it's so this together, the together. Now, the together is not just for us together, but obviously, how well do we connect with the Lord and with the three persons in the Godhead, if I can call that. And so the preach this morning doesn't stop with our sabbatical feedback, but it is it's something where I think the Lord is for us, and it's standing still together. Now, if you want to make notes, this is a time for you to start making notes. Now, standing still together is basically what you want to achieve with a sabbatical, right? Jy wil stop, en jy wil 'n bietjie dink. En jy sal sien, net nou gaan ek praat oor hoe dit 'n definisie. We are defined by Sabbath, to some extent. En ek gaan nou net 'n skrif of wat vir ons uitlig oor dit. Maar is interessant, it's interesting that when the Bible speaks about stopping, about letting go of certain activities, he speaks in various contexts. Some of them are on a weekly, on a twice daily. Some of them are on a trimesterly, on a 7-yearly and 50-yearly base. You've got these various rhythms in God where he wants his people in his covenant, his covenantal people, he wants them to stop for a very specific purpose. And we're going to start with looking at Psalm 46. Nou, ek het nou nie vir Rudolf hierdie gegee nie. Rudolf, het strijk my nou, ek het vir jou geen skrif gegee nie. So, ek is jammer daaroor, maar nou sal 'n goeie tyd wees om Psalm 46 vir my te kry. jy kan die hele Psalm 46, so jy kan hierdie slide net wipe in Psalm 46 vir my kry. Soos wat ek die curveball vir Rudolf gooi, you know the thing that is nice about this family and about us together is that we can be real, we don't have to be professional, alright? Ons kan lewe doen soos hierdie, bietjie impromptu, somtijds is het bietjie meer voorbereid, somtijds bietjie minder. Alwyn bel gisterand vir Martie en sê, Reza is siek, gaan jy worship morgenoggend? Ek wil, dis impromptu, dis soos in, dis 'n verrassing. But that's the way that God wants this congregation. God wants this congregation to be this. And every one of us has got a role in that. Different roles, but almal van ons moet hierdie regte lewe, ek is daar vir my broer en suster, nou, op 'n kort kennisgewing, lewe hê. We want to do life together, and that's where the gospel gets to be real. Okay, ek hoop julle het 'n lekker tyd daar agter. The teens are going out at this stage. Rudolf, het jy daar so vir my? So, this is something that David wrote, and I want you to listen for the pauses. There are a number of things that I'll point out, but here goes. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah, sê saam met my Selah. Wie kan vir my sê wat Selah beteken? Ok, ons pause nou hierso, ne? Wat, John? Okay. Practice the presence, wow. Ok, so Selah is een of ander Hebreeuse woord wat sê, jy stop gauw net hierso. How long is this Selah? Een van julle idee. Nie besonder lankie, maar jy moet eers net 'n bietjie staan en dink oor wat nou net gesê is. So you just, instead of reading into the next line, it says, I have said a few thoughts now, just stop and think for a moment. God is very present help in trouble. And though your mountains seem to be disappearing and you are confronted with things that seems like this is the end of the world, God is. Do you know that the Hebrew name for God, what we frequently pronounce as Yahweh, the Yahweh, actually, if I understand it correctly, means that God is. That it's just the statement of I am. I'm not giving explanations. I'm not even promising specific helps. I'm bringing to you just I am. That's who God says. I am. And if we can do the Selah at I am, then the fact that our mountains seem to be disappearing, get context, they sort of don't hurt us as much, don't disturb us as much. I am. We continue. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. There is a river. And God is in the midst of her. This is the city of God. Dis ons, né? Julle weet ons is Jerusalem. Ons is almal op dit. We are. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Sê saam met my, she shall not be moved. Ja. Jy sê word nie geskuif nie. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage and we hear it all over, hey? The kingdoms totter, dit beteken hulle bewe so. He utters his voice, the earth melts, the Lord of hosts, or the Lord of the angel armies, the Lord of the multitude is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Okay, so come on, stop net weer daar. We're going to practice what the Bible says, right? We stop and we think God is in the midst. There is a river. Vanoggend is daar 'n rivier wat beskikbaar is vir jou en my. For every one of us, there's a river of refuge. There's a river of strength. There is a river of armies that is here. There is a river. God wants us to be aware of it. Third part. Come and behold the works of the Lord. How he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the chariots. Be still and know that I am God. En dis een van die goed wat ons met 'n sela oomblik wil weet, né? That we will be still and that we will know. En dis nie vir jou broer of jou suster of wat ook al afver, soos hierdie is die okay, my vinger wys so intoe, maar ek sien nie die drie vingers wat na my wys. Hierdie is okay, dis vir jou Martha. Almee praat ek nie van my Martie nie. Ek praat vir daar waar ons te besig is, die Martha, né? Die ek hardloop rond en ek werk vir die Here, maar ek mis die mens, die persoon, die ek mis die kyk. Right? Be still and know I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in Bonnievale. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Sela. Okay, nou die eerste ding wat ek nou die eerste prentjie wat ek wil bring, the first picture that I want us to see, and maybe it will be good if you can close your eyes for this moment. Okay, so close your eyes and picture a family going on a nice scenic walk. If I speak of family, I mean there's a mom and a dad. And they are various children in various ages. Some of them are like Emil, they're grown up, but they're in a sling. They're cool, man. They're nearly a mom or a dad. And then you've got the high school, they're bumping one another, and they may be throwing stones or whatever. And then there's the little ones, maybe the four-year-olds, they're riding a bicycle. And then there's the one that's still in the diapers. They're just waddling next to their vaientjie. And this family, they are in a nice, they may be in the arboretum or what. They are walking amongst the trees. They're walking in nature with a trail. Mom and dad are holding their hands. And they're talking. They're just catching up. And then mom stops. And she looks down at a flower. And numerous of the kids don't even notice that she stopped. But dad notices and he stops with her. He looks or he listens. They kiss quickly and they walk on. Okay, open your eyes. Life here on earth has all to do with walking with God. So in Genesis is daar, weet nie gou vir my daar Genesis 5:24 opsit nie. Speaks about a man that understood this well. It's Enoch. Many of us know him, but it says Enoch walked with God. And this morning what the Lord has for Josh Jen Paul is this walking in awareness. Daai stap saam met God wat vir jou 'n bietjie anders is as vir jou broer of jou suster langs jou. You know that there is a walking that Enoch got right, which was so pleasing to the Lord that he wants us to copy it. That he wants to remind us. Sê, onthou jy vir Enoch? Stap soos hy saam met my. Ek het dit so geniet. En die ding van Enoch is somehow he was aware of God. that God brought her to a place where he didn't elaborate on the details. He just said, he walked with me. Nou vanoggend is die vraag dit. As jy hier uitgaan, of as jy nou 11:00 wat ook al gaan doen, en die Here stap saam met jou en hy stop, gaan jy dit agterkom of gaan jy dit nie agterkom nie? Now in that family, in the arboretum, there are some of the kids that will not notice when mom stops. And that is just to do with maturity. So die effens groter kinders of die Emil of die wat nou al soort van hulle ken die ouers, hulle sal ook stop. Want hulle weet ons probeer nie net die deur hardloop nie. Ons stop vir daai oomblik. We do respect the pause. Ek het gehoor Andrew Murray. Het julle gehoor? Apparently Andrew Murray at times as he was walking in the street he would stop. And people would ask him, "What are you doing?" He says, "For a moment, the presence of God lifted." Then he just pauses and then continues his walk. Will you notice the pause? En die Here het dit vir ons almal en dit is 'n maturity ding. This fine as jy the child in diapers doesn't need to know when his parents stop. He just needs to know that he's loved and cared for and it will be okay. It's probably. But as we grow, there is something where the Lord wants us to know where his heart is, where he is aching, where he is laughing, where he is. Ruan mentioned something in a preach a week or two ago about God laughing at him. And it wasn't laughing with him, it was laughing at him. He was doing something silly and the Lord was laughing at it. The Lord is so real, eh? He laughs at us. And he jokes with us. And he is at times serious with us, but he's so real. Do you want to know how God is? Wil julle weet hoe die Here is? Kyk na julle broers en susters rondom julle. And you will see God in them. He will reveal some. Now, I'm not saying that everything your brother or your sister is the Lord. Because there will be things of the devil coming through them as well. Ongelukkig. Nee, dit is ongelukkig die moeilikheid wat ons het. As ons moet so 'n bietjie sif. But God reveals himself through people. And you will see a funny God. You will see a joyful God. You will see a diligent God. You will see a responsible God. You will see a sacrificing God. You will see God. Do you want to add in here, Grant? Asseblief. Is there a woodworking God? You will see the carpenter God. Did you want to add something? Again. I'm happy to be enjoying the pause. But so the art of walking with God is linked to an awareness. An awareness is what I think the Holy Spirit is encouraging us this morning. Is be aware. And be aware is net skakel aan. Weet net daar so is. Daar is oomblikke. As jy nie weet daar is oomblikke nie, dan kyk jy nie uit vir hulle nie. But if I'm going to tell you, listen here. When you walk out the door, there will be clues of a treasure. Just here outside, I've hidden it. You can, if you're awake, you'll see. Oh, here's a little leaflet on the wheel. What does it say? Get me in 5 minutes at wherever. Clues. So if I don't tell you, you probably will miss it. But if I'm telling you, you're more aware, alert, then you might catch it. And this is what the Spirit wants to do. He says God wants to meet with you. Be aware, anticipate, and catch the moment. Nee, verstaan jy nou? Okay, as ek gou kan kry, Rudolf, Exodus 31, 13 tot 16. So, it's interesting when you think about pauses and walking with the Lord, that God calls it a Sabbath frequently. So, ons het nou 'n sabbatical gehad, en daar's klomp forme van rus. Various ways of sabbatical which God prescribes for his people in the Old Testament. We know that shows something of a spiritual reality which we need to find. Maar kyk gou hoe ernstig is die Here oor hierdie pause wat hy vir hulle ingebou het. You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, above all, say saam met my, above all. Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it's holy. En dan gaan hy aan oor hoe hulle dit moes doen. 6 days you shall be working, the seventh day there's a rest. And whoever does any work on the Sabbath, this is the price for working on the Sabbath, is death. You shall be cut off from the people of God. And therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. Nou, as twee goed gou wat ek net wil sê. Een, as jou buurman nie 'n gelowige, hy's nou 'n Filistyn, né? Hy's 'n Filistyn, hy vat die Sabbath nie, hy werk 7 dae 'n week. Die Filistyn het meer tyd om te saai en meer tyd om te oes en hy gaan waarskynlik beter doen as jy. So as die Here sê, een uit jou 7 dae moet jy rus, it's like tying your hand behind your back when you need to compete with the Philistines in this world, you know? But that is exactly how our God and who our God is. He says certain tithe, it's like the tenth, like a tithe. You know, you need to compete with a guy who doesn't tithe and you need to give away some of your money and you're thinking like, liewe mens, hoe gaan ek, ek gaan nie survive nie. I won't be able to do the battles if I do all the Sabbaths that the Lord wants for me. Ek het nie so baie tyd om te rus nie. Can I just say that God deliberately forces, handicaps, commands for our good, builds into a covenant people this thing, you have to pause. Okay, so Israel is gedefinieer. Israel was defined by a pause covenant. Wil jy nie gou vir my daai slide van my teruggooi nie? Sorry, ek gee nou regtig werk vir Rudolf, maar hy gee nie om nie, hy is baie lief vir my. Okay, dit is nie waar ek wil wees nie, sorry for that. We did, daar is hy. PowerAid het 'n baie interessante advertensie, ek dink is presies wat die woord van die Here vir ons is. Respect the pause. Pause is power. And it's your power aid. As jy kan stop saam met die Here, kom daar 'n hulp wat in jou gees invloei. There is a strength, there's a resolution, there's an awareness, there is an empowerment that comes if we get this right. And the Lord is so beautiful in that He commands it. He says, I want you to pause. And I want you to respect the pause. So die lekker ding van ons Here is dat hy werklik is. Like God is real. In this week Joey van Sunningdale, een van die Sunningdale gemeentes. Joey gives me a message. He says, Cassie, we've got this camp coming up next weekend, and so don't you want to take this specific slot? Wil jy nie iets kom deel? Wat het jy op jou hart? And I dog, well, Lord, I'm preparing this week for the pause. I think this is where I am. So ek stuur net van boodskap. Ek sê luisterie, dis waar ek is met ons gemeente. Ek kan dit bietjie retweak vir julle. Standing still with God. Dis waar ek is. Hy stuur vir my 'n boodskap. Hy sê ons het gebid. We prayed before we sent the invites. We felt that the Lord said, you are too busy. You need to slow down and wait. Ek weet van niks, hulle weet van niks. But God is real. This is our God. He is really in this for you and for me on a personal level. He can be found in the real. Jy het iets nodig wat jy vandag in die Here moet hoor. Wat ek moet hoor. Maar daar's, soos wat ek genoem het, daar's daai verskillende pauses, né? Ons het nou 'n sabbatical pause. In beginsel, ek het nou 50 geraak. The Israelites had a major year-long pause. Ek het net 50% daarvan gevat. They had a serious pause every 50 years in the whole country. The whole country was supposed to take that pause. And other pauses are, say, on a weekly or monthly or trimesterly basis. But what I'm speaking about this morning is the 5-second pause. The Sela pause. So moenie die mekaar raak met al die sabbaticals nie. Dit wat die Here vanoggend uitlig, is daai oomblik wat kom ons noem dit 'n selfie oomblik. You just wanna look here what I picked up. Yeah. Ja, kyk hierdie. Respect the pause, respect the comeback. Huh? Wil jy 'n comeback maak? Come on. Alright. Daai ding is 'n interessante tag wat ek aan die Kalahari. I'm walking in the specific camp and I'm picking up this little ek dink is aluminium of een of ander ding tag. En ek dink dis interessant en hy het 'n nommer op en al die goedjies en ek dink wat is dit? Is baie, maar ek voel net die Here bedien my in daai oomblik. This is a specific tag that they used to, I don't know if they do it anymore, but specific animals en van die stoet ramme en goeters. Hulle het hulle gemerk met die goeters. Dan sit hulle hierdie aluminium tag op hulle. En dis nou in die een of ander veiling of so die ding uitgeval. But I just felt that the Lord said, long after we've been on earth, there will be a memory of you walking this earth. There will be a tag of your life, something which you stood for. People will be able to pick it up. En as iets wat die Here jou wil tag mee in die geestelike realm. Maar hierdie ding kry jy net van God. Jy maak hom self nie. Hy wil vir ons in daai oomblikke wil hy iets, he wants to give us a deposit. Somtyds in die oggend as John en ek besig is om voor te berei vir die dag, dan ek wil hy werk sy hare, ek my tande en wat ek al we standing together. And then sometimes after I've shaved and I say, do you want some aftershave? I know, I expect some for John. Come on. We're doing this together. Do we smell like God because we've been with him? Right there. Just in the moment. Is there something that reflects proximity with the Holy One? En dis nie om 'n heavy nie. Dis nie 'n moeilik. Dis in Jesus is iets wat hy vir ons het. Ek gaan nou 'n bietjie met ek stoot nou 'n bietjie aan. Ek dink hy is nou 'n bietjie lank. Het enige van julle idee hoe lank is ek nou al besig? Nee, okay. Just quickly. How do we find the real? Want nou seker goed waar jy net dink soos, "Jesus, ek weet nie waar die Here is nie." Ek is net daar's gou twee goed wat ek net wil sê, finding the real. Firstly, you need to be tuned in the spirit. Hoe tune jy jou spirit? Nee, die ouens van 'n rukkie terug. Dis nou ouens wat sê net maar voor 1990 gebore is of waar ook al. Julle sal weet daar was soms tuning problems. Jy moes jou televisie getune het of jy moes jou radio getune het of wat ek al. As jy hom aansit, dan is hy nie noodwendig in tune nie, né? Dan is en dan moet jy hom tune totdat jy die prentjie kan sien of die ding kan hoor. Our spirits don't pick up the proximity of God. You know that there are radio waves here right now that if we could tune we would be hearing some message. It's the same for the spirit. The fact that it's here doesn't mean you hearing the spirit. Jy moet getune raak. How do we tune ourselves? Well, you spend time in the word, you spend time in worship, you get washed by the spirit, you partake of communion, you be with the saints, you somehow your spirit needs to be tuned. Al die drek moet afkom en tot hello, this is your father speaking. I'm so glad you tuned in this morning. It is something our spirits need to be tuned. En dan is 'n interessante ding wat ek net wil uitlig. Catch for us the little foxes. Dink as klein jakkalsies en dis interessant dat die Bybel sê is klein jakkalsies maar hulle verwoes die wingerd, né? The question is what are your little foxes? Bernadette se klein jakkalsies is hy Ilana se nie. Is hy myne nie? Jy het jou eie klein jakkalsies. Wat is jou jakkalsies wat gevang moet word? You need to catch your little fox. And it will be between you and the Lord only. What is that which keeps you from the pause, which destroys the hearing? What is your, let's call it Achilles heel. Wat is daai ding wat vir jou so bedwelm dat jy hom nie sien nie? Miskien is dit jou slaappatroon. Miskien is dit jou kyk of surf gewoontes. Miskien is dit jou sport, miskien is dit jou kinders, miskien is dit jou werk. Dit maak nie saak wat jou klein jakkals is nie, maar jy gaan hom moet vang. Remember when Jesus was in his favorite place in Bethany. He was there with the people that he loved. Nee? Jesus was mal oor Martha en Maria en Lazarus. Dit was vir hom lekker en hy het gegaan na so as hy wou refresh. Hulle was no nonsense people. Hy hoef nie te geminister het nie. Dit was lekker by hulle. Okay. Maar op 'n stadium toe moes hy vir Martha sê, "Martha, jy mis jou oomblik." Ek weet jy's besig met baie belangrike dinge en dit is omdat jy vir my lief is, maar jy mis my. Jy mis jou oomblik. En weet jy wat nê? Soms is daar van die Marias onder ons wat vir die Martha net 'n bietjie plek moet gee. Sê, "Ek gaan die skottelgoed doen, sit jy 'n bietjie." Net stil vir 'n oomblik. Dis wat met Martie en my gebeur het. Some people in this congregation said, "Go and have your Mary moment. We will take the serving they whatever weight they took up. Being together has got weight." Ons moet kos maak en skottelgoed was en wat ook al, familie is werk. En soms is dit jou man of jou vrou wat jy sien hulle bedien so hard, hulle lê hulle lewe neer, dat hulle nie tyd het om te pos nie. Are we going to be there for them? Just that, hey, laat ek hierdie ding vat. Dan sit jy net vir 'n oomblik stil. Sta net vir 'n oomblik stil. Kyk net vir 'n oomblik jou Here in die oë. So what I'm not saying we should stop moving and stop working and stop doing. That's not what I'm saying. And that's not how our Lord is. By the way, our Lord is not into a Mary mode all the time, breaking bread on his feet. Ach, breaking bread. Breaking, wat het sê? Alabaster. Ja, moet nie daai. Ek het die breaking bread is iets anders. Breaking the oil and being in it. That's not our Lord. Our Lord is one who enjoys working and drawing us into labor. The question is not whether God is enjoying work. The question is, while you are working, can you respect the pause? Just connect again. Vir ons was dit dit, vir ons huwelik, vir Martie en my, dat ons net vir mekaar kan kyk. En intimiteit is baie te doen met connection. En connection is nie noodwendig net hierdie major lang tye nie. Dis daai oomblik. Is kan jy net vir mekaar kyk? Kan jy net die harte sink? Sê ek sien jou. I hear you. Ek weet waar jy is. Ons albei weet. Nou by tye dan kom die Here en hy wil ons net 'n soen op ons voorkop gee. Maar ons hardloop verby daai soen. Hy wil net daai oomblik saam met ons vasvang. Daarso is ons Here se hart is hierdie groot hart soos 'n fotoalbum. En hy wil selfies daarin sit van jou en hom. Oomblikke waar julle harte gekonnekte het. Jou broer kan dit nie vir jou doen nie. It's something where he wants to say stop. Let's just take this photo. Let's just smell this flower together. Let's just feel this breeze together. Let's just hear that bird. Let's just see the sunrise together. So you want to register a selfie with the Lord. You want to have that moment where we are the in love people together. What is the goal? Let me clarify the win. We want to love the Lord. Dit is wie ons is. Our time here on earth is this one thing, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. Van die begin tot die einde. Dis al wat ons wil doen, dis al waarvoor jy ontwerp is. Is to love the Lord and to be loved by him. And we do it together and all of that, but it's to love the Lord, to love the Lord, to love what he loves, to get to know him, to be with him. And so, toe ek 'n student was, het ek probeer om die Here te vind en op 'n stadium, toe dit vir my gevoel die Here gee vir my 'n oop check. I had this moment in the Lord where he stopped and he said, "What do you want?" As if I pursued him enough to a place that he says, "What do you want?" And in that moment, it was such a sobering moment where I felt like, I think I can ask anything now and I will get it. There was hierdie Salomo oomblik, nie laat ek met Salomo vergelyk word nie, maar soos wat Salomo daai oomblik gehad het, wat die Here sê, wat wil jy hê, Salomo? And I knew, okay, well, Solomon asked for wisdom, but this is not necessarily what I want. I know it's maybe a good thing to ask, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted that. And I was trying to search what on earth, if he gave it to me, would satisfy me for eternity. Let ek dink, okay, ek het slim gevra toe ek dit gevra het. Nee, ek weet nie hoeveel van hierdie oomblikke gaan ek kry nie. So I was walking and considering, what do I answer the Lord? What do I answer the Lord? I've wrestled to a place of God asking me, and I felt that this, that which the Father thinks of me, when no one knows or sees, that is what I want. What the Father thinks of me. Met ander woorde, hoe registreer ek in die hart van God? Dit sal my dra deur die ewigheid. So I said, God, I want to love you the most that any person could ever love you. As jy aan my dink, moet jy dink aan 'n lover. Aan iemand wat was passionate. Wat sy hart in dit was. En na so 'n tyd, dink ek, dit klink nogal 'n bietjie selfsugtig. Miskien is daar nog 'n bietjie meer van my. I said, Lord, I want to add to this. I want to love you the most, etc. And I want to teach others to do so. And I said, yeah, that's a fool. And he says the thing. Weet julle wat is nice? To love the Lord the most that any person has ever loved him is not exclusive. So jy het nie hierdie een posisie en dan okay, hierdie ou wen nie reusies en al die ander ouens is losers. What I found in the Lord, this is the way he works, is you maybe are the most, but you are not the only. Daar's spasie vir elkeen van ons. And what is that most? It's with all. All your heart. So wanneer jy kom by 100%, en die Here is daar nie 101% nie. As jy kom by 100%, dan jy hom lief gehad met jou hele hart, met jou hele siel, en met al jou krag. And then can you say, okay, mission accomplished. Ons is daar. We've got it. All right, that call is there for every one of us. But do you want to love the Lord? Die nice thing van ons Here is hy wil vir ons help met dit. En een van die goeders wat ons gaan help so intoe, is that we respect the pause, that we receive the kiss, that we synchronize the heart. Okay. Nou moet die worship team seker nou opkom.
Gaan ons ek miskien moet ek eers voor ons nou gaan worship. Dankie Cassie en dan kan Cassie nog kyk waar aan te gaan. Maar voor ons worship wil ek miskien net aansluit en miskien die scene set vir ons worship. Die worship team die skeleton staff. Maar een van die goed wat ek gevind het en ek net om aan te sluit by Cassie se preach. Ek raak nou al aan die ouer kant van die congregation. En ek het nou al gekyk en nou die dag was my insigtelike oomblik geweest. Ek sit toe met my seun ek het twee baie slim seuns. En die een studeer Beerek en hy is nou 3 jaar Beerek en hy moet nou besluit wat gaan hy nou volgende doen. En ek het 'n baie goeie pel wat baie hoog op is in die besigheidswêreld en ek het nou 'n Zoom gereël met die twee. En nou kyk ek los laat hulle gesels. Nou kyk ek hoe speel hierdie storie af. Nou sien ek myself so en ek sien my verhouding met die Here. Jy vra, Here, wat moet ek doen? Gee my net, sê net wat moet ek doen. En ek hoor my seun vra daai vraag, maar oom, wat moet ek doen? Moet ek by 'n groot company gaan audit of moet ek by 'n klein family house of wat is die broete of hoe gaan ek in besigheid in? En ek hoor die ou gee geen antwoorde nie. Hy gee net guidance. Gaan praat met hierdie ou. Daai is die voordele van dit. En ek gedink dit is so goed, want dis hoe die Here is. Hy sê nie net vir doen dit nie. Hy wil hê jy moet die pad stap en jy moet die verhouding kry en dit is in daai pause oomblikke. En ek dink is beautiful dat is vanoggend wat Cassie gesê, hy het nie meer gesê gaan doen en dit nie. Kom by jou Here uit. Stap saam met die Here en dit dis waarna toe ons point. En dan net as ons gaan nou worship en ek dink daar's twee kante wat jy kan kom, nê. Ons kan kom, ek hoor baie keer ouens sê, "Jesus, as ek onder daai worship hou, dan voel ek so die Here, ek ontvang soveel." So vanoggend is hier ons is nie hier om te ontvang nie. Ons vanoggend met ons worship is hier om te gee. En in die gee gaan jy gebless word, want dis waarvoor ons gemaak is. Dis waar ons die blomme in daai oomblikke saam met die Here kry. So in die gees. So ek wil net hê voor ons gaan nou opstaan in worship. En hierdie span is hierso en hulle was laat opgeroep. Maar ons gaan nog kyk hoe gaan dit en ons gaan kyk hoeveel ons gaan doen. Maar kan ons vanoggend kom en sê hierdie ouens gaan ons lei net laat ons in eenheid kan worship, dat ons dieselfde goed doen. Dis hoekom hulle hier is. Anders kon ons hier gestaan het en ek was al teenwoordig in 'n kerkdiens. Baie jare gelede toe het so 'n show begin raak het, het ons we had a very brave pastor who said, you know what, go sit down and now we're going to stand here and we're going to worship each one in his own. And we stood there without instruments. And it changed something in my mindset to understand, you know what, that's actually worship. We're all standing here, but all these guys are doing, they're directing us to worship together and it sounds better. And it made, bless God's heart, the unity of us singing the same text. So this morning as we worship, don't look at a skeleton band or a small team. Look at us bringing a sacrifice of worship to God. And as we do that, we're doing it unto Him. Our heart's desires, we want to love You, Lord. Doesn't matter what it sounds like. But in that, in doing that, I know we're going to be blessed because we're going to be blessing our Father. So can we just stand up and then Alvin's going to lead us.